This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Pro-life legal experts in Michigan say Governor Rick Snyder is misinformed about Planned Parenthood funding. While a 16-year-old law gives preference to clinics not providing abortion, Snyder says he will not enforce a new law specifically instructing the governor to send tax dollars to nearly anyone but Planned Parenthood. After hearing that abortionists at every abortion provider in Indiana are violating law and not reporting abortions on girls as young as 12, two state legislators are asking the state attorney general to investigate all those clinics. Local district attorneys have been asked to proceed against the non-reporting abortionists. This is Life News Radio. It does not matter if the dark ages of 1,000 years ago were real or not. If we are today creating the reality of a new dark age, a culture of death. The life issue is central to this, as assaults on the human person continue in the stories you hear on this station. Abortion, contraception, embryonic stem cell research, eugenics-assisted suicide are all robberies perpetrated against both man and God. Stop the robbery and create a culture of life. According to an investigative report, a hospital in London using syringe drivers loaded with opioids may have committed non-dying patients to early death. More than 450 patients admitted for respite or rehabilitation were essentially executed by hospital staff at Gosport War Memorial Hospital. Family members are now urging criminal prosecutions. The legal bill has been disclosed for the Liverpool hospital that denied a full diagnosis and ultimately removed life support from Alfie Evans. The hospital spent nearly $200,000 on lawyers to keep Alfie from going to Italy for that diagnosis. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.